Good morning, Faith family, and welcome to another episode of Further. We're excited to go further on some things we heard this past Sunday. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, let me just explain what's going on set right now. Kurt has gone over the top. It's excessive. There's snow on the table. There's incredible things going. There's a Christmas tree in the background.
Christmas just exploded in here.
Ornaments are hung on the tree with care. It's a beautiful scene in here. If you're watching this, just be cool. Just know that it's beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. If you're listening to it, you're missing out, bottom line.
Yeah. By the way, is it go Jesus?
Yeah, go Jesus. Looking dapper. There's never a bad time to say it, but Christmas, you know, even the best time to say it, I guess.
We decided to break out the sweaters as well, even though the weather says otherwise.
It's a joke.
We're gonna choose to be in the holiday spirit. Discipleship is the topic, and it's an important one because I think discipleship, disciple making, that process is something incredibly important for us as believers, for us as the church. Mm-hmm. It's not just, oftentimes we divorce the two. We were talking about this earlier, that evangelism and discipleship are two different things, but they shouldn't be. No. They're one and the same of not only sharing the gospel with the people that are in our lives, whether it be our children, whether it be our neighbor, whether it be a stranger that we meet in the coffee shop, but it's also equipping them and grabbing them by the hand and saying, hey, I got you. You're not in this process called life alone. I'm just one beggar telling another beggar where the food is. Come check this out. Right. That's disciple making. And I'm reminded of Spurgeon's quote, and I think it summarizes disciple making and the joy to be had in it well. Spurgeon said, a little faith will bring your soul to heaven, but a big faith will bring heaven to your soul.
Love it.
And when we understand and unpack with our friends who are new to the faith, or even not new to the faith.
Right.
And we'll get into this, of just people who have been a part of a faith family their entire life, but haven't gone through that formal disciple-making process. Mm-hmm. And we get to open up the word with them and walk through it point by point. There's a lot of good resources, and that just opens our eyes to a joy that we've never experienced before.
That's right. And speaking of the best resource that's available, the word, maybe you were there or at home listening to the sermon this past Sunday from Dr. Moody, and you heard a lot about disciple-making, but you haven't actually seen it in Scripture yet. And I just want to reference that here. Chapter 28 of Matthew talks about the Great Commission, which we really refer to it here at First Baptist as just the commission, right? It's what we're just supposed to do. But in verse 19, this is the key verse. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And that's what our focus really is here at First Baptist, because you could be someone who, I know I've had friends like this in the past, who they were saved at one time or another in their life, but it really stopped there, right? They never walked through becoming a disciple and then making other disciples. They never became more sanctified as they grew in their life and in their faith. And I tell you what that does, it just brings up a lot of questions in your mind about where you stand with your faith. Now, be reminded, that's the evil one, bringing up those questions, right? But how do you reaffirm yourself? How do you then grow in your faith and learn about the dogma and the doctrine and being able to share your faith and learn the gospel and share the gospel? That is becoming a disciple and obviously continuing on to make other disciples. So maybe you're in that situation today, and we're going to talk more about this in a little bit, but there are ways to answer those questions you have in your mind.
Yeah, and that was me growing up. I grew up in the church, and you know, it seems like every church camp, I'd be running down the aisle to rededicate my life. And it was Nate that talked about that like a month or two ago. When we have formal discipleship in our life, what that does to the overall process, the security, the assurance of our faith, the assurance of our salvation, because of our time in the Word, that's everything. There's two ways kind of to think about it, and you were talking about this. I'd like for you to share your experience.
Yeah.
There's the informal discipleship, and there's the formal discipleship.
That's right.
What was that like for you?
Yeah, so we use this term right now, informal versus formal disciple making. And what we're using that terminology for here is to just separate the two of, if you're someone like me, for example, who grew up going to church and, you know, you were there on Sunday mornings, you were there on Wednesday nights, you went to the church camps, we'll call that unofficial disciple making, simply because here at First Baptist, we have an official disciple making process, right? We have different resources, different books we utilize. So for me, my unofficial disciple making was that growing up in a church, and we were there a lot, and we had fun with it. We were there all the time. I had close friends that were there. But when I came to First Baptist Beaumont, when we joined years ago, I heard about this official disciple-making process, and I immediately felt the Holy Spirit pulling on me that, hey, this is something you need to do. I know you're a believer, but there's been times where you've gotten off the path for me, right? And in order for you to grow in your spirit, in order for you to continue being sanctified, I want you to go through this disciple-making process. And for me, it was truly a joy. It was an experience I wouldn't trade for anything. An individual, a gentleman who was on this show actually earlier this season was my disciple maker, Robert Cocut, who I love deeply. And I tell you what, we just got so much out of it. I got so much out of it. I grew in my faith. And now I'm able to do that for someone else, right? It's, you know, speaking of Christmas time, it's the gift that truly keeps on giving, right?
Well played. Well played, sir. Yeah. For me, the informal side, if we can call it that, was my parents were a huge part of that. And then also growing up in the within a faith family and just rubbing shoulders constantly, you know, Mark Adams was someone I always have looked up to. And men like that, that informal discipleship was constant, but that formal discipleship, I too went through that. And I'll say this, you know, the both are valuable, but that formal discipleship is priceless because what's happening there is the method is being modeled. The intentionality, the consistency, that is the, that's the secret sauce. That's the secret formula that we should be investing in, because, you know, a lot of people, when they think about disciple making, it's like, okay, I need to check the box. I need to just go through the program and finish the book. And when I'm done with the book, I'm going to be done and I'm going to be maybe a different tier member of First Baptist Church. And that's not it.
No.
What we're trying to communicate, what Dr. Moody communicated this past Sunday, is it's never done.
Right.
This is a method that you're taking place in. And in order to disciple others, you need to be formally discipled just to understand the model, the methodology. What that consistency looks like.
Exactly.
That's incredibly important.
Yeah, and speaking of Dr. Moody's sermon from this past Sunday, I walked out of there with a couple of scenarios, questions on my mind, and I know if I had those questions on my mind, I'm sure others did too. But there were a couple others that that I'm sure people were facing. The first one that came to mind was, have I been officially discipled, right? And for me, I have. But maybe you walked out of there and you say, I haven't. Maybe you're someone like us who grew up in church and call it unofficially you were discipled. But you're asking yourself, well, then how do I become officially discipled? Well, let me answer that question first. You can absolutely reach out to First Baptist here in Beaumont. You can reach out to Bo and I. You can reach out to anyone here who is on staff at First Baptist. There's plenty of resources that we have available to you, not only resources, but people too, right? Who would be willing, able, and excited to go through that with you. So
yeah, there's actually people connecting those dots.
Yes. Yeah. That's in the background, right? That are doing that. So yeah, that's available to you. Another question or scenario you may have walked out of church or out of the worship service on Sunday facing is, am I discipling anyone, right? As a family, the Nance family, yes, we are discipling our kids, but I have it on my heart right now to go out beyond that and disciple someone else. So for me, what resource am I going to use? And you brought up a book earlier, Discipleship Essentials. That is a book that we here at First Baptist Church in Beaumont rely on quite a bit to walk through that formal process. Are we going to post that in the comments?
Yeah, we'll post that one. And there's a handful. I mentioned people working in the background. There are a handful of resources that you are at your disposal, and we can share all those with you. But like Ryan said, a tried and true book that we work through is Discipleship Essentials. And also, teaser, there'll be a book coming out in the spring called The Way that is an in-house product that is...
Oh, awesome.
I really think I've got to look at it. And man, there's the forming of the questions, we really tried to produce healthy conversation, good conversations, open-ended questions, and I'm excited about that product.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, go to the website, go to our social media, reach out to us individually, find a staff from First Baptist of Beaumont. Don't feel like you're out there alone trying to figure this out. There's people who want to help.
Yeah, but also to Moody's point, he said this Sunday of don't sit back on your heels.
Yeah.
You've got to be proactive in this process. You are called to make disciples. Mm-hmm. It is the commission of your life as a believer. That's why we jokingly drop the great off the Great Commission, because it's just it should be this light bulb moment of like, oh, this is my new norm.
Right.
And we hear that a lot in the time of COVID, the new normal. And this is it as a believer. It's constantly making disciples.
Well, talk about your story a little bit. The guys that you are discipling now.
Yeah. So I recently started a new group, and years with Young Life, discipling young men there, getting away from that. I was excited to start a different discipleship group and with some guys my own age. And these guys, you know, here's how I went about it. I wrote down a list of people that have just been on my heart and guys that I know, I love. And, you know, I had no idea what they would say, and just started praying about it. And this is a key part of that whole process, is praying about it and inviting the Lord into that process and letting him do the heavy lifting, because it's awkward putting yourself out there and saying, hey, can I disciple you? Mm-hmm. You know, that can be a strange conversation if you're not familiar with the language we use, especially at First Baptist. And I just reached out to him and I said, hey, I'd love to work through this material with you. And both of them said yes, the first two I text, and it's been incredibly, both of them are believers. So it's, again, this whole process doesn't have to be just straight outreach.
Agreed.
And us going and saving the world. It's equipping the saints and doing that in a formal method. And that's what we have in books like Greg Ogden's book, the book called The Way, coming out this next spring.
Yeah.
And it's just been an incredible resource for us as we walk through that process. They've taught me a lot. And the hope, the whole point of this entire process is that when we're done, not that they walk away saying, oh, Bo taught me so much. No, it's not that. It's that they walk away and do the same thing.
Exactly.
They turn around and do the exact same
thing. Yes, yes. Continue. So speaking of getting engaged with our community, right, around the Holy Spirit and God, and his son Jesus, we have something really cool going on here at our church.
Right now. If you haven't noticed, if you haven't noticed, then I don't.
You haven't driven on Major.
Yeah. Speaking of, if you come down Folsom, we haven't got to do this yet, but I'm dying to come down Folsom at night and see the display. I've heard it's incredible.
Yeah.
But we have this incredible Gift of Hope presentation light display going on, and you have those stats, right? It's only been open for 4 days this year.
4 days. And listen to this, 771 cars. I don't know how many cars. It's almost like 200 cars a day, right?
Yeah,
something crazy.
Yeah,
I'll skip that math question for you. So, and in those 4 days, listen to this, 97 prayer requests have already come through, which that's astounding. That's why we do that. Why else we do that? Listen to this, 22 people have actually requested contact themselves from someone at FBC Beaumont. They want to get engaged. They want to find out more about the Holy Spirit, the son we call Jesus of God, the gospel. That's people that are actually wanting that.
I wonder if we have any curriculum or anything to go through with them, any process called disciple making or anything.
I think we do.
Hey, that is the whole point of what we're doing, is for reaching more folks and walking through discipleship,
that's right,
disciple making with them.
And
so be prayerful of that, especially this holiday season. If you get an opportunity to go work at, I know there's, last time I checked, there was still a few slots open. And so if you can go out, man, it's a great event to work, especially as it gets cooler and starts to feel a little bit more like Christmas.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Hey, also, we're celebrating Christmas here on set because this is our last episode.
It is.
Guess how many episodes we've done?
Whew, I don't know.
It's like our 15th or 16th episode.
That many?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been an incredible season one, and we just want to thank you for tuning in. It's been a joy to get to do this, to prepare for this, the guests that we've had on. There's been so many incredible folks come and share a little bit about what's been going on. Ryan, it's been fun bantering with you. Kurt, behind the scene, I mean, he's just an incredibly talented person. But this has been so fun.
Yeah, thank you. I know you have a lot of options to watch or listen to right now with all the channels that are out there and all the streaming services. Thank you for spending 15 minutes with us each week. We truly appreciate it, because we're not doing this here for us to prop ourselves up. We're doing this in the name of God and his son, Jesus.
Yeah, and that is truly our heart and our hope as we enter into a season two. And so just to share a little bit about what to expect in season two, we're going to be getting more real, going further, pun intended, on a handful of topics. We kind of already have that mapped out. And we're excited excited about that, but also going further with some folks in our community and getting more connected in a larger way. We say every week, go be the church. Yeah. And there's some really incredible things going on in Beaumont that we just want you to be aware about.
Yeah, so, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for watching or listening this week. Go and be the church.
Merry Christmas, y'all.